So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the incident of Yonason Megereshim ben Moshe. The pasuk relates that when Yonason arrived to work for the Avodah Zarah of Sheva Dan, they said to him, And the Gemara explains that these words alluded to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they meant to ask him, "Lav me Moshe ka'asas, ta'as a kohen l'avodah zarah? How can you become a priest for avodah zarah? Are you not a grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu to whom the words haloim, bazeh, and poi were used?" As the pasuk states, "Al tikrev haloim, and ma'zeh biyodecha, and va'at poi amoyle madi." He answered, "Kach mekablanim in beis avi abba. La'olam yaskar adam atzmai l'avodah zarah, la'itzarach l'briyas." My grandfather taught that a person should earn a living even to work for avodah zarah, rather than to accept charity from others. The Gemara explains that Yohanan erred in that who suffered avodah zarah mamish. He understood this literally to work for avodah zarah, but Moshe Rabbeinu meant avodah shezarah loy, a job that is foreign to him, as Rav said, "Notation to be lost of a shukah b'shkol igra v'loy tema gava rabba no bezila b'milsi." A Talmud Chacham should rather earn a living by stripping the hides of a dead animal in the public marketplace, and he should not claim that this job is beneath the dignity of a Talmud Chacham. As Rashbam explains, although the Gemara Masechta Shabbos teaches called Talmud Chacham Shenimtzer Revav al Bigdei Chayv Misa, a Talmud Chacham is forbidden to wear stained clothing because it disgraces the Kavod HaTorah, the honor of the Torah. However, Lasis Malacha Lisparnas in Kanganai, a Talmud Chacham who works to support himself does not cause disgrace to Kavod HaTorah. Rashbam also cites the Yerushalmi, which relates at length, that actually, Yonason did not believe in the Avodah Zarah, and he would actually discourage people from worshipping the Avodah Zarah by telling them, "Mama ilalach, it has no power and cannot help you." And when asked, "Emeinu me'ilu klum ma'at avodacha, if it has no power, what are you doing here?" He answered, "Amalei begin chaye, I'm only here to make a living." The Gemara continues to relate that afterward, Kimin Shirah David Shemam and Chavala B'yaser Mineo Al Ha'itzis. David Melchum appointed Yohanan to guard his treasure house, as the pasuk states, "B'Shavuel Ben Gershom Memenasha Nogid Al Ha'itzis." And Yohanan was named Shavuel because Sheshav Lekel B'Chalibay. He repented with his whole heart. The Gemara proceeds with the sources to the Mishnah's next halacha. V'Habanim Noichlin Esav. If a person dies, his sons have precedence before all others, even his daughters, to inherit his assets. And the Gemara explains, the source is in the pasuk, "Ish ki yamus uven ein loy, v'avartem esnachlos lebitay." If a person dies with no son, his daughter inherits his estate. This pasuk comes to exclude as follows, "Taima de ein loy ben, ho yesh le ben, ben kaidim." Only if there are no sons, a daughter inherits. But if there are sons, a daughter does not inherit at all. And this pasuk is not needed merely to teach that bas yerushahi, a daughter is eligible to inherit her father, because another pasuk already states, "B'chol bas yerushas nachla." Also, as the Gemara explains, the pasuk does not come to teach ikka benu bas, loy haile reskula b'loy haile reskula, elikya dodi lirusu, that a son and daughter have equal rights to yerusha, and if there are both a son and daughter, each inherits only half the assets, but if there is only a daughter but no son, she inherits all the assets, because this is self-understood that when there are no sons, a daughter inherits all the assets. And as the Rashbam writes, the pasuk should rather have stated, "Ish ki yamas v'zera einloi, v'nesatim nachlasi la'achav." If a person dies with no children, his brother inherits his assets. Why then did the pasuk specify ben? It must be to teach, "Taima de einloi ben, ho yesh loi ben, ben koidim." The Gemara cites a second source. Regarding an Eved Kenani, a non-Jewish servant, the pasuk states, "V'esnachaltem oisim levnechem achareichem." If a person dies, his Eved Kenani is inherited by his sons. B'neichem v'loi b'neiseichem. The exclusive word b'neichem teaches only his son, but not his daughter, because yesh loi ben, ben koidim. When there is a son, a daughter does not inherit at all. The Gemara proceeds with the sources to the Mishnah's next halacha. V'achen min ha'av noichlin u'manchilin. Brothers from the same father inherit each other, and that if one brother dies with no children and the father is no longer alive, the remaining brother or brothers inherit his assets. However, brothers from only the same mother but from a different father do not inherit each other. This is derived from the pasuk, "Mimishpachta b'yarish oisa." Only a member of the same mishpacha, family, is eligible for Yerusha. And mishpachas av kuri mishpacha, mishpachas eim ein kuri mishpacha. Only the father's family is considered one's mishpacha. But the mother's family is not considered mishpacha because the pasuk states l'mishpachaisim l'beis avaisim. The Gemara cites a second source, a gzeres shava of the word achva. The pasuk regarding bnei Yaakov, the sons of Yaakov Vinu, state that they said shneim asar v'decha achmanachnu. We are 12 brothers. And the pasuk regarding Yerusha states v'nesatim esnachlosi l'achav. Just as all the Bnei Yaakov were brothers from one father, but not from one mother, so too regarding Yerusha, only brothers from one father inherit each other, but brothers from different fathers do not inherit each other. The Gemara, however, explains that this Gezer Shav is not needed for Yerusha, because we already know this from Mimishpachta. Rather, the Gezer Shav is needed regarding Yibam to teach Echav Me Aviv Me Yabim Es Ishtai Vele Achav Me Imai. The obligation for Yibam applies only to a brother from one father, but not to a brother from one mother, but a different father.